Victory last night gets the record back to the break-even mark at 500 for the Trenton Lady Bulldogs. They have a very tough opponent in Chillicothe coming up on Friday night. When I checked Misha earlier this morning, it wasn't working as well as I had hoped, and it looks like it's still down here at mid-morning. So we'll just kind of go off memory here, which I think is working pretty well. We're joined by head coach Steve Richmond. Coach, Marceline felt like you did some good things last night, but Marceline felt like a team just good enough that they're kind of hard to play and get rid of. You kind of just held them off, so to speak, for the second half.
Yeah, and we did some things okay, but I also think they exposed some things we need to work on a little bit. They just hung around. Those type of teams that two shots fall at the end, and they end up beating you by one or two. But, you know, that's good for us as well, where we finally won one of those close games. We've lost a couple of the close ones and was able to step up and win a close one. So, you know, that's just progress for us.
It feels like that, if I had to put a amount on it as far as, you know, when have the girls played well and when are them out playing not so well, I'd probably say it's like 60% pretty good, 40% have to work on a little bit. You had to work on a little bit second half against Gallatin on Saturday because they came out and got you after halftime.
Well, and that's just, I've coached a lot of years, and once in a while that happens. I don't have an answer. I don't understand what happened. They did the same things the first half. We did the same things the first half as they did the second half. They come out in the same defense that they started the game and that we just took apart, and they did the same things there, and we just fell apart. So I'm not sure, you know, if we got complacent. I don't think that's the case, but you know, there's just something we've got to figure out how to come out of the locker room and be able to withstand somebody coming at us. We knew they were going to come at us hard being down 10, so we've got to do a better job of preparing coming out of the locker room.
Yeah, obviously they hit shots against you. Did they do anything different defensively against Morena? Could kind of slow her down a little bit or no?
Well, I really don't think they did to the very, very end, but, you know, they run that little 1-2-2 half-court trap, and we just dribbled right into the bad spot every time, and even after three timeouts telling them to stay out of there, we just kept going into the, you know, some felt like the floor was leaning so hard that way we just couldn't stay out of it.
It was just
we got to learn to do some things different. When continue doing the same thing over and over, you're going to get you beat.
Yeah, that half court trap. I was talking about that with Coach Atkinson yesterday over at Gallatin, and obviously, it was much more effective against you in the second half, and you know, and this is true. I know, you know, for coaches that do this, if you kind of get stuck in spots playing defense, it doesn't work so well. But Gallatin did well, moving their feet and reading passing lanes, and that's, you know, when you go to the sideline, that's like and that's an extra offender. That's when you get into trouble.
Well, and that's we just kept doing it over and over, and then you start becoming predictable. We made a same mistake multiple times in a row, dribbled to the side, got trapped, and threw it right up to the exact same spot where they shot gaps and scored laps. And you know, just a tale of two different halves. I thought the first half, I thought we looked pretty good. The second half, we looked equally as poor as we did good the first half.
Yeah, and kind of for Trenton, a disappointing end of the tournament because it was really a good tournament for you. You had a lead there as far as, you know, the ends of the first half. You had two victories early in the week. So all in all, you know, it's easy to say at this point, but if you race the second half against Gallatin, it was a really good week for the Bulldogs.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, we played 10 really good halves of basketball. And, you know, that final half was pretty poor. So 10 quarters, I guess I should say. We take 10 really good quarters of basketball. And, you know, that last two quarters, we just fell apart. And it, again, we're learning a whole new system, learning new things. They're learning me as a coach, and I'm learning them as players, where I can put people in what positions I can, you know, pressure positions they can handle. So it's all part of the learning process. And if we lose a couple of these early to get better for the end, I guess that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I did mention at halftime last night, the score at the half was very similar to what was against Gallatin. So you're facing much the same situation. I don't know if you played great in the second half, but as I said, you held them off, and it was better second half last night than it was on Saturday, certainly.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were up there. I would have come up and talked to you after the game, but we just did enough to hold them off. I thought their post player hurt us a little bit. We've got to do a better job of denying the ball too if they have a big kid like that. But I thought we did a pretty good job of keeping their shooters at bay. You know, that number 5 and 15 are both pretty good shooters for them. I thought we did a really good job on 15. She's their main player. We did a really good job on her. I think they hit a couple threes in the second half. But overall, that's the one thing we talked about focusing on from the Gallatin game is we just left too many people open. Why? wide open. So I thought we did a better job of recognizing where the shooters were at when the ball was swung to them. We got to them better.
I know if you win, it's generally not a concern. If you lose, you kind of look at it and say it's a concern. But Morena's getting a lot of your points. Are you leaning too much on her for points where you'd like to balance out the offense a little bit, Coach?
Well, the fortunate thing is it really hasn't been that way as much. I know she's got 22 or three different times, but, you know, I look back through and our scorebook, and there was a game we had 29-8-8-7, and then we had maybe 17-14-10-10, or we had several games that we've had better balance, you know, so I do think that, you know, we are getting a little bit better than maybe what they have in the past, but we've still got to get more production. I think Kagan DeCroix is starting to pick her game up a little bit. You know, I don't know what, I think she only scored 2 or 3 points a game last year, and I think she's up around 6 now and putting in 6 or 8 a game. Yeah. So if we can start getting some production out of her, I know Maddie Moore's going to pick her production up. She does a lot of the things that go unnoticed in the scorebook, but she's going to naturally get her production picked up as well, and so I think that'll fix itself.
Yeah, you think one of the things that I picked up on when things got not real good in the fourth quarter against Gallatin is the girls kind of got gun-shy with shooting the ball when you're down by, at that point, I think 6, 7, 8 points, and people are getting the ball in a shooting position, and they're looking to pass, and they're looking to pass, and you're looking to pass, and eventually you go, you got to put the ball in the hoop if you're going to get back into this thing. And I kind of felt like at certain points there, for about a 2-3 minute stretch, the girls just kind of said, you know, things aren't going well. We need to get somebody who can you know, get points on the board rather than, you know, kind of looking for the shot themselves.
Well, and that's partly my fault as well. We haven't worked a ton of in-game situations. We've had so much else to work on. You just got to pick and choose what you think is going to be most beneficial to you. So we really haven't done a lot in practice on in-game situations and how to control the ball. And it was even kind of noticeable last night. You know, we did a better job when we had a 6 or 8 point lead with a minute and a half to go. We did a better job of being patient and taking shots. We also took some shots that, you know, Rainey hit a 3 there. I think we were up 4 or 5, and Rainey hit a 3. And she came over and said, "Coach, I know that wasn't a good shot. If it goes, it's always a good shot. If it doesn't go, it's not all that good a shot." And the great thing is she's recognizing it, and we're recognizing it as a team, maybe how to handle end of the games better now.
I think there was a minute left, and I remember that shot going up, and my eyes immediately went to you, and you had that reaction of bad shot, bad shot, bad shot, ball went in, good shot.
Yep, that's kind of where I was like, oh, well, why? I think I was saying, why? We don't need them. Hey, right. Nice one. Good work. But you know, again, that's just part of the learning process as well.
Do you have, I'm looking for the schedule, and this won't come up for me. Do you have anything between Chillicothe and South Harrison, or are you going Chillicothe Friday and then South Harrison next Friday?
I think it's Chillicothe, South Harrison. So we have two pretty tough ones right there in a row. I know Coach Cowling is looking at another team possibly that was going to maybe come in on the 11th, 12th, or somewhere in there. But I don't know. I think that might have went to the wayside. I'm not sure. We're still working on one more team maybe to get in, but we don't know when it's going to be.
Gotcha. I was looking at the 12th. I think everybody in the GRC is starting that night, but GRC has 7 teams, so one is not playing, and that is Trenton. So Chillicothe on Friday, Coach. That is, if Chillicothe isn't the best team you play this year, I'd like to see who they are, because I've heard through the grapevine and seen through the scores that is a really good basketball team that Coach Smith has this year.
Well, they are. He's got a machine right there. They're just kicking out product every year. And we played them in the preseason in the Jamboree, and you know they're good. They're long. They're athletic. We've got to watch some film and try to find some ways that we can find any weakness that they might have, or try to slow them down a little bit. Whatever that takes to get them to be more patient taking shots to them, so they don't get as many shots in the air. So we've got to do a little more game management than what we. I don't like to do a lot of game. I like to get a grip and rip. But we're going to have to against them. You know, you got to know what you can do and what you can't do. And I don't think we can get out and try to run against them.
I did mention this with Coach Guthrie. Obviously, for the boys, is going to be a big game, but for your team as well. You're playing the team that's the preseason favorite in the GRC on your floor. So is it a tough game at South Harrison next Friday? Yep. But it's a great opportunity for your team up at Bethany.
It is. They're strong too. I know Chillicothe played them in the night, beat them by about 22 or 3. So, you know, that doesn't say that South Harrison's not a solid team. That tells you how good Chili is. Mm-hmm. So we got two really tough ones coming, and we'll take Friday up, and we'll hopefully learn from the things, and it gives us a couple days we can come back, get in the gym, and you know, watch some film and get prepared for that first opener for the GRC.
We'll have both of those doubleheaders, girls, boys, home against Chillicothe this Friday, the 8th. Next Friday, the 15th at South Harrison, both on KGOZ. Coach, appreciate the time as always. We'll see you at the gym Friday night. Good luck against the Hornets.
All right. Thank you very much.